This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
News from the climate front has been grabbing big headlines this week, not the least of which includes a just-out announcement from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund that it has joined the ranks of the growing list of institutions, organizations, and individual investors that are part of the Divest Invest movement that focuses on extricating philanthropic dollars from fossil fuel production. The Rockefeller family, which has its roots in the Standard Oil Company, currently has some $860 million in its family foundation. The Divest Invent movement, which began as a college campus activist movement, works by encouraging foundations to remain true to what is, in many cases, their original intent, by withdrawing grants or investments that run contrary to their environmental and/or health missions. The movement has been growing since it began some 3 years ago. According to a report just out from the Wallace Global Fund, a nonprofit activist group that has led the Divest Invest charge, over 800 global investors now have committed to divest a record $50 billion of their holdings in fossil fuels. This elite group includes foundations, individuals, faith groups, healthcare organizations, cities, and universities around the globe. The Rockefeller family's move signals a tremendous shift in the climate winds, putting the pressure on others to follow suit. Most notably, several academic institutions, such as Harvard University, which does not follow the Divest Invest model, arguing that it would have little effect on the activities of fossil fuel companies, while noting that their primary purpose is to maximize returns on investments. On the line, we have Jenna Nicholas, director of Divest Invest Philanthropy, a platform that helps organizations achieve a divestment strategy, to help us understand the growth of this new business model, as well as where we think it's headed. Thanks for joining us, Jenna.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Our first question, what are the implications of the Rockefeller family's announcement this week?
What's really exciting about this is the potential to galvanize even more foundations and individuals, universities, faith-based groups, hospitals, and cities to join this movement that's representing $50 billion right now to divest from investing in fossil fuels and invest in new energy solutions.
Also, too, can you tell me a little bit about the divestiture campaign, how it got its start, and where you think it's going in the future?
Definitely. So really, there's been a movement on university campuses for a few years now, which is coming from students and from alumni and staff and faculty, of really starting to move the university endowments from investing in fossil fuels and towards investing in new energy solutions. And in January of this year, 17 foundations led by the Wallace Global Fund announced that their decision to divest from investing in fossil fuels and to invest in these new energy solutions. And over the past 8 months, we've seen huge interest from this growing from around the world, both domestically within the U.S., but also in Europe, Australia, across Africa. And we now have over 70 foundations that have committed to this initiative, as well as individuals and other sectors that are represented.
Jenna Nicholas, thank you for your time. If you're interested in learning more or getting involved, check out divestinvest.org. This is Nancy Gagliardi for heritageradionetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.